dwelling on wedge issues rather than focusing on real solutions. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's Patreon, the Edwards Notebook, recently Representative Emanuel Cleaver, a Democrat from Missouri, recently claimed that the Republicans' failure to extend long-term unemployment benefits to Americans is vulgar. He also said that, unfortunately, we have a lot of people in elective office who are not willing to help those who are in trouble, and the recovery has been good for Wall Street. He went on to say that 1% of the American people has benefited or had 95% of the recovery, and 95% of the public has had no recovery at all. Now, either Democrat Representative Emanuel Cleaver is rather naive or purposely deceptive. First of all, no nation in the history of planet Earth has helped those suffering from economic hardships, either in this country or around the world, than the United States of America. Second of all, no group of people has fought against the implementation of economic principles which would reignite economic growth and prosperity than Democrats, particularly the 70 communists who reside in the Congress. To simply clamor for the extension of unemployment benefits while refusing to support economic growth is helping to set the nation up for an economic collapse and eliminating the ability to help anyone. We the people are still waiting for President Obama to approve the Keystone Pipeline, which the United States State Department has recognized would create possibly 42,000 jobs. A few years ago, I proposed on a page from the Edwards Notebook and to a few representatives to push for the lowering of the United States corporate tax rate and always keep it just below the lowest rate of any major economic competitor around the world. If implemented when first proposed, our nation would now be experiencing massive economic growth and scads of new jobs. But that idea went nowhere, just like most good ideas which would increase real opportunities. So if Representative Cleaver and others sincerely want to help unemployed Americans, perhaps reestablishing America as the land of opportunity, as opposed to the land of wedge issues like unemployment benefits. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Yet the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S., for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor.
Shall not be in friend. Shall not be in friend. Shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the third hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I know a handful of people in Michigan. Michigan is a very good friend of the show. They have a lot of downloads in Michigan, a lot of people listening in Michigan. But whenever I want to go to get my finger on the pulse of what's happening in the training self-defense scene, there's only one guy that I'll ever call about that because he's the one that has it. And I watched him on TV the other day where a bunch of people who were minding their business, eating their turkey pot pies before some fool kicked their door in and wanted to come in and take everything they owned and maybe their life too. You never know. There's no way to know it. He was on a panel with two other people that were suggesting they resolve the home invasion. Joining me from Rick's Firearms Academy and Legally Armed in Detroit, once again, is author, activist, and firearms instructor Rick Etcher. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Frady. It is always a pleasure to be on the show, and once again, I am thrilled that I've been extended another opportunity. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just cool. I'm just cool. But I'm not as cool as you were sitting on that TV panel. Now, did you not reach over there and smack them a couple of times because you were on TV, or are you just that much of a warrior monk?
Well, you know, I've done, you know, interviews jointly with, you know, these guys and other guys like them before. And, you know, I've gotten to the point where if I'm going to be on the show and, you know, someone like them is going to be on, I've just resolved that I'm going to, you know, say what I have to say, that people have a right to defend themselves and that they should. And when some other person with some contrary point of view wants to suggest something to the other, you know, something otherwise, you know, I'm content to make them, you know, to make themselves look like a fool. I'm not going to argue with them. You want to look like a fool on TV, locally here in Metro Detroit? Go right ahead and do that. I'm just going to sit there and watch you. I'm not going to, you know, bring myself down to your level and actually debate you.
One of the panel members was a man of the cloth. He was a pastor or a reverend or what was he?
Yeah, one of the guy that was on the far end was a local pastor of a small church in England.
And he made the claim that these people who are defending themselves, in most cases in their house, were practicing, and Chief Craig and everybody else that has encouraged self-defense, that this is the practice of vigilanteism.
Yeah, that's a popular term that's being thrown around all around town lately. You know, as we all know, a vigilante is someone who takes the law into their own hands, goes out and searches for people to exact retribution and revenge, and acts as judge, jury, and executioner. People who are at home, you know, minding their own business, living their lives, and spending time with family, only to be invaded by violent criminals, and those people who choose to defend themselves are not acting outside of the scope of the law. Actually, they're actually following it. They're actually protecting themselves. The law here in the state of Michigan, the law presumes that if someone comes into your house during an invasion, that the presumption is that their lives are in imminent danger, and that they are fully authorized to defend themselves. So people who use terms like vigilantism and vigilantes, they are intentionally, purposefully trying to mislead the public and mischaracterize what law-abiding citizens are doing. And they know that it's wrong, and it doesn't matter whether they're a preacher, pastor, religious leader or not.
Whenever that happens, though, whenever they get out there and they start using a semantic term that is not applicable, that is the exact opposite of what's happening, both of your fellow panel members sort of deplored people defending themselves, didn't they?
Well, you know, the one guy, you know, he went on to talk about, you know, he wouldn't actually shoot, you know, a home invader. He would actually do prayer with them. You know, both of the guys, if you really watched that segment, they said they would do whatever it took, but when it comes to actually talking about what exactly that meant, they were very short on details. One guy started talking about prayer, and the other guy started talking about the need for, you know, job program creation. You know, when someone's coming in your house, there's no time to start coming up with a potential government program or to start conducting some type of community-based service in your home, like a request, a walk-up request line. Someone comes into your house, man, it is incumbent upon you and your family to retreat to safety, to find some means to protect yourselves, and if you have the means of using a firearm to protect your home and your family, you must do that. That's your obligation as a family.
I was trying to figure out how prayer and resolution comes into play in the middle, because they were advocating basically ministering to and seeking resolution with somebody that comes kicking in your door, making a beeline for you so they can bum rush you. Where does that mindset? Now, one of those guys was a victim of a shooting. He got shot in the neck.
Yeah, that was one of the guys. I don't have any recollection of this particular story, but it's one that he repeats constantly. I'll at least say he's consistent. But my thing on home invasions, man, is that I like to draw a line in the sand between a home invasion and a burglary. You know, during a burglary, a bad guy, a criminal, has taken the time to study the homeowner's habits and is not seeking a confrontation with the homeowner. He's strictly a property crime. He strictly wants to come in your house and take your stuff. A home invader, man, he's of a different breed. He actually either doesn't care that you're home or it doesn't matter. He has a certain mindset, and he's going to do whatever is required, either implicitly or explicitly, to deal with the situation as it develops. You have to treat that with the utmost care and urgency. He is coming into a potentially occupied dwelling and is willing to do whatever it is to make himself successful. And you know what? That presents a high degree of risk and danger to law-abiding citizens who are doing nothing but living their lives at home. And, you know, you must treat that threat accordingly.
When that happens, you don't have a whole lot of time to make an assessment or ask him things like, hey, are you only going to take my TV and leave me be? You're not going to hurt me or anything, are you?
You know, ask for ID to make sure the person is of a certain age, racial makeup. You know, it's crazy. You know, I don't even like to even entertain, you know, some of those conversations because, clearly, you know, in my opinion, I'll make sure that I'm delineating that as my opinion. Some people just like seeing themselves on TV, and they'll say anything to get there. I can't honestly believe that if you had a gun in the house and someone conducted a home invasion, you wouldn't use it to protect you and your family with it. I just have a problem with that. I don't believe it.
Well, as a rule of thumb, I'm going to think the worst, too. Listen, we're coming up on a break. Could I possibly get you to hang up and call back so we can get a little bit better connection?
I will do that.
I happen to think you sound very good, and it sounds like our connection is a little wanky there. So you do that, please. We'll be right back on a Wednesday with my guest, Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife, the preferred knives of those who go into harm's way. Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. I think we're still waiting on Rick to call back in, aren't we? I presume so. by the way, guest 939, is Barack Obama Jewish? Little side chat going on there. All right, we're rejoined by Rick Ector. That's good, because I really didn't want to talk by myself, Rick. Thank you for coming back.
I know how it is. I am. Plus, I always enjoy being there, so I wouldn't miss it for the world.
In the in the course of what you do, as many people as you train, are you aware of any of your students ever having to defend themselves?
I've heard of a few, and it's not because, you know, the incidents made it to, you know, a news story on the local news. It's because they called me back, and they reached back to me, and they informed me of a situation that happened. I've had numerous situations in which people actually threw their guns to defend themselves. People were approaching them after dark, and the person took off and ran. And I've even had a couple of isolated situations in which, and this was both women, who were forced to actually shoot somebody who committed a home invasion. And both of these home invasions, it wasn't a stranger, it was an ex. You know, it was an ex-boyfriend or an ex-husband who was intent on, you know, coming into their home, you know, their separate home because they weren't together, to do some damage or some, put that person in some actual physical danger. And in both of those cases, you know, they were not charged with the crime. So, you know, I'm vindicated, you know, by, you know, some of the results that some of my students have had. And I'm thankful for those that have chosen to keep me informed as to what's going on, you know, with their ability to defend themselves, man. But, you know, I just enjoy being a resource for people, whether it's actually training them or actually, you know, going out in the media and making sure that when the news stations broadcast something of a firearm self-defense nature, that they at least, I challenge them to at least, you know, run balanced stories. You know, if someone wants to say something negative or contrary to defending yourself, you know, at least have another voice out there to say that it's legal and it's okay. And I'm glad to be able to do that, you know, here locally in Detroit.
How many people do you even keep a tally on that? How many women have you trained to defend themselves?
Oh, man, hundreds. Hundreds, if not. You know, it's really hard to say. But lately, you know, the last few years, you know, women are predominantly the majority of the class. You know, it's not uncommon for it to be as high as the three-fourths of the classes. And, you know, my class is relatively small. You know, between 10 and 20 students, you know, every other week. And I've been teaching, you know, consistently over the last 8 years or so. So, you know, I've had an opportunity to meet a lot of folks, a lot of people from a lot of varied and diverse backgrounds, man. And it's really surprising that, you know, I'm still teaching and I'm seeing people when they come up for renewal, you know, 5 years later. I'm like, wow, where did the time go? But, it's a labor of love. I truly enjoy and believe in what I'm doing, man, and I'm just happy that I can do it.
When you're training people, has your syllabus changed to include, because I've never been in one of your training classes, regrettably, but does your syllabus mm-hmm. change? Do you start, have you set up a shoot house to where you can simulate somebody sitting on a couch or sitting in a car?
No, I'm not all that fancy, you know, just yet. It's some things I've been looking at doing. There was this one organization that was pushing some material, but it never really got anywhere when it was time for them to send me a tester. But, you know, in terms of the actual agenda for the actual training that I do, which, you know, and the bulk of the students who come to me, they want to take the class as a prerequisite for getting concealed carry license, not concealed pistol license here. That agenda has not changed, not one bit. You know, it's got quite a few things that must be covered in that basic 8-hour class. And, you know, I do my best to keep it current by illustrating, some of the, concepts in the class, you know, as we're delivering it with recent headlines that are comparison stories that are fresh in the public consciousness. But, you know, when you're talking about defensive mindset, fundamental safety rules, the legal module, which is, you know, I spend a lot of time with that. I have a somebody, a contract criminal defense attorney comes in, he's only supposed to do an hour, but sometimes it stretches out into 2 hours, and he does a really good job of getting that information out there. And, of course, pulling everything together at the gun range and watching them safely shoot at the target, you know, it's plenty to do in that 8 hours. And if anybody wants something a little more, you know, involved or in-depth or personalized or customized, we can do that, you know, in a separate, you know, separate advanced training session.
Now, one thing I noticed about this TV panel, I keep coming back to this because I just thought you, I thought you exhibited monumental patience with these guys.
Thank you, sir.
The genesis behind you being a self-defense instructor is because somebody invaded you.
Well,
somebody stuck a gun between your eyes.
A home invasion. I was coming out of a garage, back in my car, about 10 years ago, man, and as I was coming out of this detached garage, there were two guys that pulled up in the vehicle, drew guns, and proceeded to rob me at gunpoint. And that was the whole genesis behind me becoming a gun owner and ultimately a CPL owner, a pistol licensee, and ultimately a firearms instructor, and ultimately a gun rights advocate. Show pro gun paddling. So, you know, yeah, it all started with an armed robbery. I survived it and never looked back, decided to make sure it never happened again.
Now, did they give that these two guys, the resolvers and the praying people, did they give that moment of helplessness? Because you're only here today because they didn't decide to kill you. There was nothing you did to stop that from happening. did they give that any sort of cred? Does the concept of, you know, I'm a Christian person. I believe you should, in certain cases, turn the other cheek. I don't think that anybody, regardless of what they are, who they are, where they come from, has any right to come up to me and, without being contested, try to take my life.
Right.
And when a gun's pointed at me.
Well, you know.
I don't know where that's going to go.
I mean, you know, I've been flooded with a lot of feedback following that last parent, whether it's social media, text off a cell phone, you know, or just a direct phone call of people I'm just running into out on the street, man. And they all are telling me that the other two guys, the anti-police activist and the pastor, man, they're telling me the feedback I'm getting is these guys are completely off their rocker. Someone comes in your house, man, and there isn't anything left for you to do but pick up your firearm and defend yourself and your family.
Mess up your carpet. You hang on. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of America.
And welcome back. That was the Gun Owners of America hotline request from Piers Morgan. That was going out for him. My guest this hour on Lock and Load is Rick Ector. We're talking about self-defense in Detroit. My last guest, our legal experts, they defend people in gun self-defense cases. And I was telling them about the phenomena of how many people have defended themselves in and around Detroit and not been arrested for doing so. Isn't that sort of breaking the, you know, the norm?
Well, it's definitely exhibiting a trend we've seen in recent years, especially with regards to justified homicides. As of now, we're at like 11 justified homicides. You know, I looked at a Julian calendar and I figured out what day of the year it was in terms of chronologically, and I projected that we are on pace to hit 40 justified homicides this year. And of course, you know, justified homicide is if you're using self-defense, you know, to protect yourself or your home, and if a bad guy just happens to die while you're doing that, you know, then that's justified homicide. We're looking at a record. You know, 40 would be, you know, high, you know, for any city, and it would break records that we've had in the past. You know, just a few years ago, we had 35, and the year in between that, we had just 15 last year. So, there's been a lull in the amount of justified homicides that we've seen, but it appears that it seems to be a point of emphasis of committing home invasions this year. And luckily for those citizens who choose to be lawfully armed at home, they've also exhibited a desire of protecting themselves and some measure of good marksmanship. So I hope the trend continues that if people continue to break into occupied dwellings, that they are shot. You know, I miss no words about that. I am absolutely clear on where I stand. If someone invades your home, that's my opinion.
You know, one thing that I don't hear being mentioned, because the only time with the gun grabbers they look at justifiable homicide, that's not a very common thing in armed self-defense. Most of the time it's presentation of the weapon and they run.
Right.
So I wonder how many cases in Detroit have simply resulted in somebody pulling a gun on the bad guy and he has run away. I mean, statistically, that would have to be sizable with the justifiable homicide
numbers. Well,
it
would be. And I would even speculate that in those cases that the victims don't even call to, report the incident. You know, pull your gun out in a life-threatening, imminent situation, bad guy takes off, runs off. You know, I would imagine a certain percentage of those people don't even call in to report what happened because it was such a non-issue in terms of how it resulted. You know, my whole thing, man, is like, look, you're a law-abiding citizen, you got a gun, you know, is there as a tool of last resort. When someone kicks in your door or is threatening your family, hey, that time is now. Can't be wasting time, at least here, picking up the phone and calling the police. The threat is imminent. By the time they can get there, you know what, it's already too late. Defend yourself and defend your family. It doesn't get any more fair than that. And if, you know, if a person happens to get shot because they came into your house uninvited, you know, you can live with that, you know, even if that person does die. Not that you want that to happen, but your primary concern is your survival and the safety of your family.
Shooting somebody in self-defense is to stop them.
Yeah.
And, yes, sometimes they do pass away from that. It does kill them. But that should really be sort of – one of the things I didn't hear these guys saying when they were talking about this happening is giving out the advice of, hey, young people of Detroit, black, white, Chicano, whatever you are, stop kicking in the door of other people's houses. They never advised anybody to do that.
No, that never came up. But there was one of the moderators – he did say that as a result of there being so many high justified homicides, that that's really must be indicative of high rate of home invasions, and that hopefully, eventually, you know, if the trend continues, people will get the word to not come in someone's home. But you know what, that sounds really absurd that we really have to tell people not to home invade someone's residence. But you know, it didn't happen. Do we need to go out in the community and share this information with bad guys because they don't watch television or read newspapers every day? I don't know. I really don't know what to say. If they come in our houses, we should shoot them. You know, I can't get any more clear than that.
It's pretty clear cut. I mean, that's the one thing I never hear anybody saying. And was there, and this may have happened in Detroit, there was some kid that they say kicked in the door and it was a mistaken house and his family was, I think, putting out there that he thought it was his aunt's house or something.
Kicked in the door to his aunt's house?
Yeah, and I was just thinking, well, when did it become okay to kick in the door of your family members' houses just because you know who's in there? What? That's why we install doorknobs, because they're reusable.
Yeah.
They have a long shelf life. They don't have to be cut short by that. But
I don't recall that story. It might have been in some other city.
It might have been in another city.
I know one story that got a lot of media play was a 15-year-old that had hooked up with a 19-year-old. And the 19-year-old was a woman who apparently had some belongings that belonged in a particular residence that was occupied. But, you know, rather than you know, go over to the house in the daytime, and rather than, you know, knock on the front door or ring the doorbell and ask the occupant for, you know, said aforementioned alleged thing left behind from some time ago, they both conspired to break in through a window and commit a home invasion, like 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, the resident, not knowing what's going on, he acts under the castle doctrine and defends himself. Both persons were shot. The 15-year-old was killed. 19-year-old was shot in the leg. And the godfather, you know, one of the family members of the 15-year-old victim, went on TV, man, and they gave her a lot of playtime, a lot of airtime locally. You know, they're showing her she's fine, and she's obviously in pain and very emotional. And she's basically saying she's crying out for justice and that she wants something to be done, and that there's nothing in your house that justifies shooting a 15-year-old. And, you know, a couple of points come to mind. You know, one, had he not been in the house when they got shot? And two, you know, if on a home invasion, who's got time to cut on the lights and ask for ID and ask how old people are? You know, my personal opinion, if you're old enough to come in on a home invasion, you're old enough to get shot.
Yeah.
I can't get past this, Ron. If you come into someone's house, don't be surprised if
it should,
you know?
Well, I think it should go as part and parcel that a occupational safety hazard for a home invader is sudden and violent perforation. And I simply don't understand how those two guys and all of these other people that are decrying this the absurdity of it is that they're saying you didn't have to do this. Well, actually, my choices were sort of taken away when your lovely son kicked in my door.
Right. You can't even retreat if you're at home. I mean, what are you going to do, run away from your house?
And what if you're in a wheelchair? What if you got young children? What if you got...
Right.
I mean, there's so many different ways you can't run away. Not everybody out there is, you know, on the JV football team and can get out, you know, get out the back door and over the fence in the blink of an eye.
You know, and it's absurd to even ask that some people, you know, do that. You know, you come into someone's, and you know what? There's even the guy who was immediately shooting physically on the stage during that program. He's out at the local, you know, weekly police department community meeting. Now he's trying to chastise the police department, police chief, for using the term predator to describe home invaders. You know, these guys, these activists, they're just, I don't know, man, they're just gaslighters. They just want to be seen, they want to be heard, they want to get media coverage. I don't know, maybe it helps further their own personal agenda. I don't get it. Everything that they say just doesn't make any sense to me.
They're advocating affirmative action self-defense.
I guess for criminals. I guess they're pro-criminal now. I don't know.
Let me get you hold on one more time, and we'll finish this out. You can find Rick Ector in a number of different venues. He writes for a number of different things. Every time he writes something, it's getting picked up by Amaland or some other website. He is very prolific. In addition to training people how to kill bad people, which is a very good occupation to have. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Some idiots are right today. Mama, I show up tight today. Paranoia is all I got left. I don't know what stressed me.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. Welcome back on a Wednesday as we get ready to go away. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guests this hour, Rick Echter of Rick's Firearms Academy and Legally Armed in Detroit. Rick, are you getting ready to go south a little bit and go hang out with the NRA people?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be heading out Thursday morning. Get there about Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening. You know, the usual thing. Hit the banquet, and can't wait to hit the media center. You know, I got media credentials as a blogger, so you know, I'll be reporting back and showing pictures. And one of the great things about going, man, is just seeing all the friends that I've made. You know, throughout the years, you know, from all over the country, and we converged, you know, on one location. You know, I expect Pastor Tim Blanchett there, and Corleone Noir, and you know, the Alan Kerwins and the Tim Coryells, and man, it's just great, you know, great opportunity, great networking function, you know. It's going to be a great weekend, and then when I come back on that following Tuesday, the state of Michigan, we're going to have our Second Amendment march, where we're going to march for a mile, and then have a full slate of pro Second Amendment speakers Michigan Capitol building before we then, you know, seek out our elected representatives to lobby them on our positions on a variety of gun issues. So, yeah, I guess I'm in my own gun activist speak right now.
I know at the NRA convention that's nothing but a party, but if you'll take the time to look outside across the way, countering the counter-protest, the counter-counter-protest against the Moms Demand Action, or the every town mayors with moms that demand action, or whatever they are now, out there near the podium somewhere will be my boss. If you, I mean.
Oh, he's going to be out him. There.
Yeah, he's, you know, we're not going to show up and we're not going to show up and go in the building. That'd be sort of disrespectful to the NRA. So, but he's going to be part of a counter protest against whatever they're called today.
Okay, is that on a particular day or is it any day?
I'll find out and let you know.
I've been wanting to meet Larry. It's on my bucket list to actually meet him. So if he's there in Indianapolis, I'm going to track him down.
When you go meet him, okay, you remember the speech that Eric gave to you guys that I helped arrange? In there and tell him that should have asked for people to join Gun Owners of America if you would.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to a very fun-filled week, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's been a while since I've been to Indianapolis. It's not too far away. It's not like I'm driving cross-country to Charlotte or St. Louis. You know, it's that's manageable. But, yeah, I'll be leaving out tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Yeah, I guess it is tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm leaving out tomorrow.
I got to call you later today, then. I'll try to find out. I will try to find out.
I'm going to track Larry down. I've been wanting to meet him for several years now. So,
well, if we don't make this happen this way, maybe we can make it happen a different way, and maybe it would be the way that we both tried to make it happen last time. Because me and Rick, we were going to go do a little shooting while the suits hung out and talked policy. We were going to go out there and practice bullet craft.
Right.
Do you think, now in South Carolina, we had a sheriff like Chief Craig, and he's still in office. His name is Chuck Wright. And Chuck Wright got out there, got on national television, got on CNN, and made a national appeal. And he said, ladies, go out and get a concealed weapons permit. I don't mind drawing a chalk outline at your house as long as it's not around you.
Right.
And the very next year, justifiable homicide went up by 5. And the media came after him.
Right.
They came after him because he was advocating violence.
Right.
That, you know, is amongst these utopians, do they have any understanding whatsoever that sometimes violence is not a choice?
Apparently they do not. Apparently, you know, the way they see it, that there's never... it's never justified to defend yourself. I guess it's okay to defend yourself if it means that at the end of the day, the person who attacked you is not, you know, in any way inconvenienced or suffers any permanent lasting injury. I don't know where these people come from. And, you know, in an analogous manner, you know, we've had a very pro-self-defense police chief make a lot of public statements, both nationally on various national programs and locally. And local activists have come after him. Not everybody, just the usual suspects, the anti-gun activists. You know, of course, they're not so much preaching anti-gun because we're talking about law-abiding citizens shouldn't be put home. It's just that he's, in their words, lending support to a state of vigilantism that's occurring, taking the law in their own hands, and that, you know, it's just people who have absolutely nothing better to say. you know, I believe that they know exactly what they're saying. I believe that they know what they're saying is not true. You know, how could you constantly use a word like vigilantism and vigilance and not actually take time to look it up? You know, if you can't look up a word you're using all the time, you're either an idiot or willful, you know, someone who has problems with telling the truth. So, whatever the case may be, you know, I will always make it a point to counter these idiots here locally. So, yeah, I'm just glad that somebody's doing it.
Well, if I knew the addresses of those two gentlemen, I would go out and acquire multiple copies for both of them in VHS of Death Wishes 1 through 4. You know, in Death Wish 1 and 2, they have both home invasions and vigilanteism.
Right.
And, it's quite easy to differentiate. And I guess the home invasions in Death Wish, where basically everybody just gets leveled in the house just for being home, because they don't have a gun. That's the way they want them to go.
You know, most of these slasher films would be over with very quickly if the victim had a gun in the house, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would. It's hard to call a movie a major motion picture, though, when it's 17 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's just not a major motion. No matter who the name is in it, it just doesn't cut it. I'm sure Charlie Bronson was out there going, you know, I didn't kill nearly enough people. We need to have another gang encounter written in.
Right.
Charlie Bronson. Anyway, they don't make him like him anymore.
Yeah, they don't. But, you know, that series, you know, that whole body of work did go with full film. So he got a lot of work out of it, you know. He's really an icon.
Yes, he is. In his younger days, he was sort of a bad boy, too. I mean, I can't say bad what he was because I don't want to, but substitute some other three-letter word for boy, and you get what I'm talking about. I always like Charlie Bronson. Rick Ector, you can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Twitter. He runs Legally Armed in Detroit. If you're going to the NRA convention, he'll be the seemingly docile man at peace with himself who just happens to be black, sort of sharp dressing, and he'll be sitting there enjoying a latte, most likely from Starbucks. Ricks, thanks very much for joining me.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on.
You stay safe. All right, folks, that's a wrap. We'll do this again in 21 hours. In between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. It has always been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load. Financial.